This weekend, the Barnes Foundation opens an exhibition extending beyond the walls of its gallery on the Parkway in Philadelphia. The show, called Person of the Crowd, is about art that directly engages the life of city streets. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports on the art of flannery.
Flannery dates back to the mid-19th century when artists, mostly in London and Paris, would aimlessly wander the streets to passively absorb whatever the city offered. Curator Tom Collins designed the Barnes Foundation's temporary exhibition space to reflect the visual and sonic cacophony of the city. The pieces in Person of the Crowd are by modern flaneurs since the 1950s, when many artists rediscovered the street as a canvas. For example, Puerto Rican artist Papo Colo in 1977 ran naked to the waist along New York City's West Side Highway. He was dragging scraps of wood that represented the congressional rejection of Puerto Rico's statehood. In 2001, Jefferson Pinder shot video of himself running half-naked through the blighted streets of Baltimore. Collins says these artists updated the flaneur concept from a century earlier.
It's possible by the late 1950s for women and people of color to be flaneur, which it was not possible in the 19th century for a whole variety of social, political, and economic reasons.
A big part of the show is what does not happen inside these walls. The Barnes commissioned several artists to create actions on the streets of Philadelphia during this exhibition. One of those artists is Ayanna Evans, who will perform rather mundane tasks like running up the rocky steps, jumping rope, crashing the cheesesteak lines at Passaginos. But she's doing it while wearing an outlandishly skin-tight bodysuit in a neon yellow zebra print with 4-inch patent leather heels. Evans has been doing this for a few years in New York, and she calls it the Catsuit Project.
I would just crash openings, actually. I would just show up in this outfit. Listeners should know I'm very curvy, so if I was skinny, then there would probably be no reaction, right? But it's like you crashed, you're black, and you got this huge butt, and you have the nerve to wear neon and zebra print.
Like her predecessors, black men who ran half naked through a blighted urban environment, Evans' Catsuit Project is not so much about her action than about spectators watching her do that action. All the actions performed as part of the exhibition will be documented online at personofthecrowd.com. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.